RadioInfluence.com. The future is now.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Dark to Light podcast with
Frankie Val on the drums and
Beans. It's Monday, Beans.
Yes.
It's Monday.
New, fresh week.
How was your weekend?
It was all right. I felt run down the last 72 hours, so just been eating clean and resting a little bit more, working out. That woke me up. I don't know, weird fatigue. So I just took it easy this weekend and just hung out, watched some good old funny. I've been digging into the movie vault again.
Oh boy.
And going carefree, raunchy, hilarious stuff. I told you I was watching Eurotrip.
Yes.
I watched you when we went to Eurotrip and other stupid things. Even me and Lauren even watched Blades of Glory.
Oh my gosh.
But this weekend, first thing I watched was, Role Models. Role Models still holds up. It's hilarious.
See, I wish they would still make movies like that. They can't do it anymore.
You can't do it.
Really?
You definitely can't make anything like Eurotrip. That was 2004. Role Models was, I think, 2008. You can't do it. It's they went to too many places that are sacrosanct now. And
anymore.
I know. Last night, me and Lauren watched Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
I've never seen that.
It is absolutely hilarious.
Well, that's good to know.
It still is. Yeah, that's good.
Fantastic. Everybody was talking in the chat room about wanting to be able to see you in your horse dance.
In horse dance?
Yes.
Well, what are you going to do?
No. Everyone was like, I would have given anything to see that. Just listening to Tracy explain it was hilarious.
The way that you explained it is so much more dramatic than what was actually going on.
On the
screen, it just looked like me sitting in a chair, but the chair wasn't there.
Yeah, I know.
It's a wide stance, and you
had your arms out. You were all in. Listen, I did a good job of explaining it.
Yeah. Well, you can put your hands on your hips and just let the lower body get the work. But if you
were exercising your palm muscles, for goodness sakes.
Yeah. You just extend that thumb and you get the palm working.
Jeez. So just to contrast, this weekend we had a little barbecue on Saturday for my daughter's friend's birthday. It was like from her softball team. So like we got to know the parents and everything. And like, so basically the entire softball team was invited and their families. And so we went and we had they have a big backyard. So we had a softball game. It was supposed to be parents versus kids, but it ended up not being enough people to do it that way. So we mixed it up a little bit. We had team captains that picked. And I played softball, third base, played maybe for like an hour and a half, pulled my thigh muscles running to second base. All right. That's the level of shape that I'm in.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not doing any horse stance. I haven't exercised in years.
Maybe you should be doing horse stance.
I mean, I know. I should be doing something. I'm going to get there because I had a little weight to lose. And so, you know, I'm mostly sedentary outside of the pacing that I do when I'm on the phone all day. Well, I do walk. I do.
Stretching and strengthening is huge. I just dropped my mother off to get an MRI because she herniated a disc. That's after years of begging her to do something.
Well, see, look, I have a few health issues that preclude me from doing ridiculous amounts of exercise. So I have to keep it light, airy cardio and light, airy strength training because I can't do too much. But, I also was a smoker for a very long time and quit smoking. So that's been helpful to my cardiovascular system.
That's good.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk about a few things today. Some of them Fauci, some of them Biden, some of them election integrity nonsense. And I guess we'll start off with what Fauci said this weekend about the unvaccinated. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, go right ahead.
All right.
Well, the impact, Jonathan, is that you're going to have the propagation of an outbreak that will continue to smolder. So you're going to have suffering on the part of the people who are unvaccinated. There will be some not very many, we hope, but there will be some breakthrough infections, even among the vaccinated. So as long as you have circulating virus in the community, which is predominantly because people are not getting vaccinated, then they hurt themselves.
And let's just stop for a second. Even the vaccine manufacturers admit that this does not stop the virus. It just lessens the symptoms should you get it.
Well, he's the man with the golden gun when it comes to being able to lie and say whatever. That's it.
You know, Mr. I'm under a criminal referral from Rand Paul right now, but that's not going to mean anything. As we know, the Biden administration just dropped all the investigations into the Democrat governors that killed tens of thousands of their citizens in nursing homes. So, yeah, here we go.
I don't want to see that, because among those are people that are going to wind up getting hospitalized and some of them are going to die. That's the individual impact on those who don't want to get vaccinated. But there's a broader societal impact, Jonathan, in that if you allow the virus to freely circulate because so many people are unvaccinated, you give it yet again another opportunity to mutate even more, and you may wind up with creating a variant that in fact eludes the protection of the vaccine. We're very fortunate that even though this Delta variant is a real bad actor in the sense of being highly transmissible, for the most part, the vaccines work very well against it, particularly in protecting you from severe disease leading to hospitalization. But you let the virus circulate, you may get a variant that's even worse.
So it's really just it's just the us versus them. They've already been doing it. They classify us. They turn us into symbols. They dehumanize us. I've been going over the 10 and I'm going to be doing it tonight on my show. The 10 stages of genocide. We're probably around six or seven at stage six or seven right now. Not only that, but you want to see how things flip around so quickly. Whatever happened to the loving the first responders, the healthcare workers, all that stuff? That went right out the window once they started shifting all their focus from flatten the curve to get the entire planet inoculated. Because how many nurses and doctors have they destroyed the careers of? Have they wiped out staff at entire hospitals? Doesn't matter about healthcare workers, this and that, how courageous they were on the front lines. Once they said no to a medication or a drug that they didn't feel comfortable with, then they are just as bad as the evil, unvaccinated masses who are trying to kill everybody now.
Well, you remember a couple months ago, someone was saying, I forget who it was, and I wasn't 100% on it because there was some pushback on the logic behind it. But there was a scientist who was saying that the vaccine itself will cause the mutation. So now they're like blaming the people who didn't get vaccinated on what the vaccine has done.
It was Gert Vandenbosch.
That's right. Yes.
He worked for, I mean, every initiative and every UN aligned initiative you can get, Bill Gates, everybody. He is not anti-vax. Many of the people, that's the other thing here too. So these anti-vaxxers, a lot of the people I know are not anti-vaccine, who are not, you know, interested in this. There are people where those classifications overlap, but that's not the case. And some of the most prevalent voices to speak out against the way that we are managing this declared crisis are people who have spent a considerable amount of time in their professional careers developing vaccines.
Yeah, there's a lot of scientists who have been behind vaccine development who have come out and spoken against this. Yes. Yep.
Vandenbosch and Michael Yeadon being at the top of the heap.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're all conspiracy theorists, though, Frank. You know, they're conspiracy theorists.
The second you think for yourself, you're a conspiracy theorist.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Yep. And the fact that you know, I can't square why DeSantis is coming out with this now and why, you know, I don't know.
Don't know.
Like, what do they know that we don't know? Is there something they know that we don't know?
I wish I could answer that question. That's why I don't laud and worship people, because they may do something, they may do great things for months and months and months, and then do something that makes you scratch your head. What are you going to do? You're going to keep following them, even though something they've shifted a direction into a place that doesn't make any sense or kind of contradicts the past positioning on things. And
you're not going to agree with everybody on everything, right?
Right.
You're really not.
That's why you just stick to principles and you applaud people when they do things that are as clear as day beneficial. But once you start getting to that murky water, you don't have to go follow Ron DeSantis into the swamp or into any waters you can't see the bottom of.
Yeah.
You don't have to, just because he's done great things in the last year.
Yeah, no, you're allowed to disagree with this. And I mean, I just don't understand what is in it. Like, why would he do that? You know, people can make, you know what I mean? It just doesn't make any sense. I don't know. There's nothing that will force me to put this vaccine in my arm or this gene therapy in my arm. It's just, they'll have to kill me first. Not doing it. Biden had some comments about the jab at his town hall, which we didn't get to talk about. Let's listen to this one.
That's underway. Just like the other question that's illogical. And I've heard you speak about it because you always, I'm not being solicitous, but you're always straight up about what you're doing. And the question is whether or not we should be in a position where you why can't the experts say, we know that this virus is in fact is going to be, or excuse me, we know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved, but permanently approved. Yeah. That's underway too. I expect that to occur quickly.
Well, that means, you mean for the FDA?
For the FDA. Yeah. That's underway.
Just he's talking about why kids under 12, when can they be vaccinated?
Gee, okay.
And then I've got Joe Biden's incoherent town hall in 49 seconds from RNC Research.
Yes, I mean, everybody thought I was a little nuts is, in fact, it's going to be, what can a kid say? You got the vaccination?
Yeah.
Or, you know, whether those aliens are here or not. We know that this virus is, in fact, it's going to be.
You know what's happening right now? I can't even listen to the whole thing. Do you want to know what's happening? Right
what?
Now, in Biden's ear, he's getting his lines. And he can't keep it straight.
Yeah. No, I can see that. I can definitely see that. I mean, we saw how it was with Barack Obama when he was off of a teleprompter with the stuttering. Yeah. It's serious. I mean, I could totally see that. What was this? I got my butt wiped. What was this? The butt wiping con that I just saw some headlines for. I haven't watched it yet.
I don't know.
Do you know what that all about?
No, I do not. But I would be very anxious to find out. As a matter of fact, I want to play. I am 99% sure that this is unedited, Frank.
Okay.
I'm not positive. I'm just going to put that out there. But I am 99% sure that this is unedited. This is on TikTok because people are just... This is... Here. Gosh. Here we go.
You got the vaccination?
Yeah.
Are you okay? I mean, you seem, no, it works. Or you know, or the mom and dad, or the neighbor, or when you go to church, or when you're, no, I really mean it. There are trusted interlocutors. Think of the people. If your kid wanted to find out whether or not there's a man on the moon or whatever, you know, something, or, you know, whether those aliens are here or not. You know, who are the people they talk to beyond the kids who love talking about it?
This
what?
Was, yes.
What was that in response to again?
A question about the vaccine.
So, and he referred to, if he wants to know if there's a man on the moon or aliens. I guess he's trying to say you would go to an authoritative source like NASA instead of going to the internet about that. I get that's it's truly, truly something else.
So there's that. There's more. Should we keep going? I mean, why not?
Yeah, I'm having fun. It's Monday.
Here is Huckabee's take.
So inflation, Stephen Moore, I think, has the best definition. It is a tax upon your life. It is a tax. It's just like that. So it does matter. But the biggest thing I think maybe came out of the town hall was some of the answers that, quite frankly, bordered on pure gibberish. I want you to watch this one and see if you can understand what President Biden was actually saying.
The question is whether or not we should be in a position where you are. Why can't the experts say we know that this virus is in fact is going to be? We know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved, but permanently approved. Yeah. That's underway, too. I expect that to occur quickly.
Well, that means you mean for the FDA?
For the FDA. Yeah.
That's it.
Even yeah. Don Lemon couldn't understand what he was saying. And Don Lemon really, really, really wants to help Joe Biden look good. And he couldn't save him on that one. That was just one of several moments at which you just couldn't understand what he was even getting at. There was another one we talked about. How kids, if they wanted to know something about the man on the moon, and then it went off the rails from there. Pam, I watched that, and all I can say is I'm glad I'm not an English teacher and was trying to diagram that sentence on a blackboard in front
of students.
Good luck
with that.
Yeah.
How many times have we said it here? Be prepared to let go of the whole "it's not even approved" thing.
I know.
Nothing's going to stop the rubber stamp. So God, you're going to lose that. You have to get your larger understanding on things and rebuttals down, because that's the whole FDA thing is a fool's errand anyhow. The FDA is not not something to be relied upon anyhow. It's history alone.
Just bothers me. Really bothers me if the FDI takes that on.
Well, it's the more bothersome thing is really looking at how the censorship continues to pile up. The censorship continues to pile up that real dangerous language of classifying people in society as one thing or another, especially when you make it continue in the media to make it a matter of life and death.
It's not changing anybody's mind.
It's not changing anybody's mind, but it's one of those situations where unstoppable object meets immovable object. What is it? I don't know. We're being set up for some kind of a clash.
I don't like this at all. I really don't. I don't like it at all. It's troubling. It's very troubling. Do you see what's going on overseas right now?
That is not troubling.
No,
if we're all going through this in the same kind of a way, to see the amounts of protests going on in Europe is amazing.
Is it true that all of Macron, whatever his name is, all of his security staff resigned?
I don't know about that.
I saw that. I read that in a fleeting moment. Because I'm dealing with some things here on this side, Frank, I can talk about probably on Wednesday's show. But I see something here on the 19th.
I didn't hear anything about it.
It's weird. I don't remember where I saw it, but I could have swore. It might have been just a conspiracy that floated by, you know.
Well, there I see something else. Like, I remember this one video of a septic tank draining truck. This septic truck that was firing liquid crap at a government building. I know that was an old clip. I don't remember the context, but that's floating around right now. Everybody's saying that was being done at the Macron's prime minister's or president's mansion. So there's a few things that are going on around right now that aren't true, but the revolutionary fervor is definitely building. Yes.
There was just a statement put out by Facebook, Twitter, Microsoft, YouTube, and other big tech companies. They'll start to add content to a shared, quote, counterterrorism key database, aiming to crack down on material from white supremacists and far-right militias.
There is no white supremacy in this country.
I mean, that's literally anyone at this point. I mean, even black people can be white supremacists, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's no white supremacist force that is threatening this country, I should say, because there's plenty of supremacist thoughts, and the more anti-white everybody gets, with the sole intention of trying to reach a certain desired political end, the more they're going to create hatred and beat hatred. Especially the more people are beaten, the more people are attacked, both physically and politically ostracized, they're going to create the hatred that they always wanted to be able to capitalize on. But you'd have to go back in time to understand where this all comes from. Like I said last night, I saw this footage of a protest, sidewalk protest in New York City over the weekend. The protest against Nazism, fascism, and racism or something like that. Most of them all fat, jalopy, white commies with masks on. Most of them. Yeah. Of course, they're always the ones that are doing this. And those are the ones who have been there from the beginning. They're the ones that created the white communist internationalist bankers, the ones who created the NAACP, the ADL.
The ADL, I think the ADL, is it the ADL that just partnered up? PayPal just teamed up with the, the Anti-Defamation League, the Jewish Anti-Defamation League, to, quote, uncover and disrupt the financial pipelines that support extremists and hate movements.
ADL.
Yeah. The initiative will focus on white supremacists and those propagating and profiting from anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, racism, and anti-immigrant, anti-Black, anti-Hispanic, and anti-Asian hate.
Yeah, these are the people that have been behind. Well, they were created by those who are behind this slow disintegration of society.
Like the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. You have to go back to around the turn of the 20th century. You have to really start. After the Napoleonic Wars, how this really started. How they destroyed. This was the same movement right here that destroyed the czars in Russia. It's some serious stuff. So,
did you hear about what happened to Tucker?
Well, he was confronted in the street or something like that.
He was confronted in a Bass Pro Shop by a guy who said, a guy who said, "You are the worst human being known to mankind." His name is Dan Bailey. He posted the video. You know what else he is? He turns out to be
what?
A CIA agent.
Oh.
And you can't even make it up.
Wow.
He works for the CIA. Oh, man.
Imagine that.
Imagine that. The man who's being monitored by the intelligence agencies for being a journalist is confronted in a, quote, viral video by someone actually in the CIA. Can't get. And look. This weekend, Turning Point had their big thing, their big event. There's a Republican state senator named Michelle Ugenti in Arizona.
I saw this. This was glorious.
I'm going to play it. She and Paul Boyer were the ones who voted with Democrats to kill this election integrity bill that was going on. I'm getting this from Disclose's Telegram room here. Here it is. Listen to this 22 seconds. Wonder if the people support her.
Glorious.
Yeah. Nope.
Hold on. She's going to walk off stage now. I'm running to be your next Secretary of State, and I'm going to win the primary. I think Mark Fincham has a much better shot of that happening.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. I loved that. So she went up there. She thought she had the look. She thought she can be that that mama bear trope. And nope. No, thank you. Yep, the hell out.
People were not having it.
No.
And Paul Boyer.
She could be the next maybe a park rec center lady or something like that, which is a noble thing in the meantime. But in the meantime, it's going to be a little bit of a lowered expectation on her part.
Look, people for the most part, I think, are finished with this stuff. Like, they're not going to be fooled anymore. They're just not. Like, they see right through this. They're getting their information from the places they need to get it. The people that are going out to, you know, support election integrity efforts understand who the players are and who they're not. It's something else. I mean, there's so much going on right now across the world. It's like almost overwhelming. Typhoon about to hit China. That thing looks like a monster. Have you seen it?
Yeah, well, I haven't. This is new.
Yeah.
Because I saw the dams that collapsed.
Well, did the major dam collapse yet?
Three Gorges stands still. That's something that's surprising based on how everybody was saying this one was imminent. And of course, that affects hundreds of millions of people downstream.
Well, yeah, so. And the supply lines, that would be devastating.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Then in India, you have things like rock slides and a lot of crazy geological things happening.
I saw that. There's earthquakes. There's earthquakes going on. God, just pray. Just pray. There's science coming out all the time on there's. I feel like there's about to be some kind of flood. I really do. Like. It's just getting so well. They shut the PCR test down, right? So, like, I feel like all of the COVID stuff is really starting to bubble. They said now the FDA has withdrawn the emergency use authorization for the PCR testing. So, between the worldwide protests on COVID, the acknowledgement that PCR tests are just horrible for testing for COVID.
So they're abandoning the PCR test after all this time?
Yeah.
Even though it was the PCR test that got them the numbers that they were looking for.
Yeah. And I'm reading. I'm trying to find it. And I was on the phone all morning, so I didn't get to find. Let me pause this for a second.
Okay.
Hold on. This is on the CDC's website, Frank. It says, after December 31st, 2021, the CDC will withdraw the request to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for EUA of the real-time RT-PCR diagnostic panel. In preparation for this change, CDC recommends clinical laboratories and testing sites that have been using this begin their transition to another FDA-authorized COVID-19 tests and consider adoption of a multiplexed method that can facilitate detection and differentiation of SARS-CoV-2 and influenza viruses.
See, as I just said.
Yep.
If you're reaching a conclusion like this,
yep,
and you're saying we need a new test to be able to fulfill a certain need, which is the differentiation between this COVID stuff and just the regular flu, then not only are you on the search for a new test, but why the hell are we going to still accept all the numbers you have been able to stack up with the old test?
Fantastic question, because we're not in a logical, science-based society anymore. That's why.
God. So what you should be saying is we need a new test and we need an audit. We need an audit.
I know. We need a audit the virus.
My gosh. The virus.
It's just, it's asinine. I can't, I don't know.
Man, oh man.
Yeah. So it's something else. It really is. I'm frustrated. I'm really frustrated about it because everything is a lie and nobody ever goes back and says that. Why were you lying about this?
Well, what happens when you do? Look at the exchange between Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci. He gets to Rand Paul asks, you know, reasonable, logical questions. He presents Dr. Fauci with some really damning information, timelines, proof of dishonesty. And all Dr. Fauci has to do, knowing who he's down with, is raise his voice, act indignant, call Dr. Paul a liar and not knowing what he's talking about. And because the media loves him so much, he wins. He won that argument. He didn't actually win anything.
No, but he
But he wins. And he gets a nice trending topic, and everybody talks about how he owned Rand Paul. Yeah. I was like, wow, these are retards. This is...
doctors, nurses, and medical groups today just stepped out to call for mandatory vaccinations of all U.S. health personnel against coronavirus, framing the move as a moral imperative as new infections mount sharply, which means a few hundred cases in cities and... You know, the same stuff that we've seen as people get back to normal, because this is, they have like literally just prolonged this by keeping everybody inside for so long. And now that people are going out again, people are getting sick because the virus is still out there, because it hasn't inhibited as many hosts as it had to be tuckered out, for lack of a better word. It says, we call for all healthcare and long-term employers to require their employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19, said the AMA and the America's Nurses Association and 55 other groups. The health and safety of U.S. workers, families, communities, and the nation depends on it. The statement issued by many groups urging a mandate for the first time represents an increasingly tough stance by the medical and public health establishment amid the sluggish pace of national vaccinations. It comes as new cases rip through the nation, driven by the hyper-transmissible Delta variant.
Oh, it's hyper-transmissible now.
Even though there are very few places that are even testing for this Delta variant to know if that's what it is. I've witnessed a phone call to the Mayo Clinic hospital somewhere. It was floating around the video where they say, we're just analyzing at the lab level a few samples here and there for research purposes, but no, we're not. We're not testing for variants. It's too complicated. People don't have the money to do that over and over again. So this whole Delta variant BS is just BS.
Well, they don't even know if they're actually testing correctly for the first variant.
Right.
As they're looking for a new test. So first we need a new test. Then we need an audit of the original numbers. And then maybe they can figure out what this Delta variant looks like under a microscope, even though I've heard from so many people, and I don't know to get confirmation on this, whether it's true or a misunderstanding, but have they actually ever isolated the virus?
They did in the beginning. It was leaked online to a genome database by the Chinese, and it was taken for research purposes, and then the Chinese removed it.
All right.
It exists. It does. But listen to this. So confirmed coronavirus infections have nearly quadrupled in July, from about 13,000 cases per day at the start of the month to more than 50,000 now. They don't say per day. They just say 50,000. Does that mean that's the culmination of July? Like, what does that mean? And that's according to the Washington Post's tracking. So, you know, hospital leaders in states like Alabama, Florida, and Missouri have implored holdouts to get vaccinated, citing data that the shots prevent hospitalizations and even death. But notice what they don't say it prevents: the virus itself. And then they throw in race, of course. They throw in race. They have black health leaders stepping forward to say that black people. Villanueva added that new coronavirus cases could disproportionately affect frontline workers, many of whom are African American and communities of color, that continue to lag behind whites on vaccination rates.
We want to continue to dispel myths, educate, increase confidence, and increase vaccination rates in our communities.
Despite everything, cajoling, making access readily available at any pharmacy, making it free, having the president plead, all of this really hasn't moved the needle very much in the nation. So we're going to force people to get it now. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's almost so asinine you have to laugh at it. Well, you didn't want to do it voluntarily, no matter how much we bribed you, no matter how much we harassed you, no matter how much we said that you were horrible, no matter how much we tried and begged you, you wouldn't do it voluntarily. So now we're going to force you to do it. God.
And if you said that this was what was standing behind the entire thing, and that this was what was waiting at the bottom of the slippery slope a year ago, they would have called you a conspiracy-minded lunatic who is trying to get people scared for no reason.
And that's never going to happen. What are you, you know what? This is what you people do. You're fear mongers. You're fear mongers. Fear mongers, all of you. And the craziest thing is you're watching this affect people all over the world. Like, what's his name? The golfer. Again, he never had COVID. He tested. Remember, he was taken off the field, off the course.
Yeah.
And people thought that somebody died or something. But it was it was really that his, what's it called, came back, the PCR test or whatever, came back that he had COVID.
Well, I heard that he just got taken off
the Olympics for the same thing.
So he tested positive again.
Yes.
So this guy's had COVID about five times now.
Yeah.
And he's been tested and he gets like three, four, five, how many positive tests? And meanwhile, some of the times he's delivered those test results in the middle of setting records on the golf course. You think that he'd be just laid up somewhere with a fever? My gosh.
And of course, they take every chance they can to mock people that decide not to get the vaccine, but then do get sick.
That's horrible, horrible reality of this whole thing.
Serves you right.
Yeah, serves you right. As if there was ever going to be a time. You now have to live, if you don't go ahead and stand in line, now have to live your life hoping you never get sick again. And God forbid you die. Because, of course, I don't know. God forbid you die. You won't be around to even defend yourself when they turn you into a mark. They turn you into a cautionary tale.
There's a whole section on Drudge of these people.
Oh, yeah. When you go and you take someone like George Floyd, who once held a gun to a pregnant woman's stomach, he got five funerals and a golden casket. And what if you don't take this vaccine and you have the audacity to even speak out, not even in a very flamboyant way, but just to express, no, I don't want to do it, and this is why. Even if you don't even denigrate those who have taken the thing, George Floyd will get his five funerals and a golden casket, and you'll get torn apart by the Daily Beast.
Yeah.
That's what we've been saying. It's really, that's the saddest thing about this whole thing. Because, of course, those, once again, who ran out and got this thing are not happy enough with the idea, or I guess I should say they are happy with the ridiculous logic that such a miracle of science, this mRNA stuff, does everything but actually save people from the virus.
And again, I want to say this. The technology in this mRNA vaccine, if it is actually like usable for some other things, like who knows if it could make you, you know, if they could say, oh, well, you're going to produce, you know, anti-cancer cells to grow in the places where cancer cells were growing, right? Like who knows what it could be used for in the future, but they're using it to make you a legit manufacturer of COVID-19. You're literally just producing the spike protein over and over and over and over again. It's telling your body, make this protein.
And there's no end to it, right?
Nope. Not that we know of. Unless it stops and teeters out after a certain amount of time, which is, you know, the whole, like there was a thing on Pfizer where they think the Pfizer vaccine, information out of Israel is coming out that the Pfizer vaccine is already petering out for people. So booster shots and everything, you know? Perpetual vaccines.
Is it one of those things where let's say you and I don't get this shot and we wait a couple of years. And by the time we see the light and we say, OK, you know what? I think it's time to get vaccinated. And by that time, not only did the original vaccine come on out, but 18 booster shots. Do we have to get 19 shots to be updated, or can we just start wherever the hell we start?
I think you have to start with one. I don't think you, because they're not changing the shot. They're just giving it to you again to re-kickstart your body.
Gotcha.
And then, oh, Lord. Herschel Walker's probably going to announce that he's running in Georgia. So they've already went and started bringing up all of his past stuff.
Past stuff?
Well, there's stuff with his businesses and stuff like that. He had a struggle with mental illness. He had, you know, divulged. They're talking about, you know, all kinds of stuff with his businesses. He had multiple.
If that's all he has to worry about, then he's one of the cleanest politicians there ever were. He definitely doesn't have any sex scandals.
No, no.
You ever hear any of his interviews back in the day on Howard Stern?
No, I haven't.
He's clean.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. Like saintly in that respect. If you want to talk about how Congress and how U.S. politics is a sex scandal factory.
Well,
you know, he has is some business.
No. It's mental illness. It's
well, most of the government is mentally ill.
Yeah, but this is multiple personality disorder. But he's got it under control, apparently. And then his ex-wife comes out and says that she was a victim of his impulses and that he threatened to kill her. She filed for divorce, had an affidavit from the family that, you know, she had to deal with his violent outbursts. He never touched her or anything from what she's saying here. But this stuff, listen, he has a chicken business, apparently, where supposedly the same sort of behavior is. This is all nonsense. It really is.
A chicken business.
Yeah.
And this is for South Carolina?
No, Georgia.
Where? Georgia.
This is just a hit piece.
Yeah. Let's see. If Georgia does anything to clean up their
election
voting, yeah, then they can have whoever the hell they want, and he would win easily.
I think so. People aren't looking for purity tests anymore. They're looking for like normal people who are like F you.
Yeah, no, it's we're far beyond that time. There's really no time for purity spiraling right now. Just find something basic and common. And build off of that.
Yeah. I think we're done for today because Frank's got something he's got to run and do. I don't want to continue to talk about things. Whatever. You have been...
I don't want to continue to talk on this talk show. You know, there's been way too much talking on this talk show.
Too much talking on this podcast today. You have been listening to the Dark Delight Podcast with...
Frankie Val on the drums and...
Beans! You can hear us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 Eastern Time on TuneIn, Stitcher, Apple iTunes, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Spotify until Wednesday when I think we will have a special guest, Frank.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Well, later.
Hey, it's Rock Riley, and I am so jacked up. I got a new podcast. Once a week, it's The Rock Stops Here. I'm going to be talking with athletes and entertainers, current and former, on making it to the promised land, to the top, and what happens when it's all over, and you don't know what to do, and you got family problems, and money creeps in, and health, and all that jazz. Real talk. No more corporate BS. I can call it like it is. The Rock Stops Here. With me, Rock Riley, can be found anywhere you find your podcasts and radioinfluence.com.